It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Thursday, July 24th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Facebook has announced earnings and the numbers are good. The company's revenues are up over 60% to $2.9 billion. It's a big change from just a few years ago when the company's initial public offering and early reports were lackluster. Melissa Parrish is an analyst at Forrester Research. She says Facebook finally has that mobile mojo it's been looking for.
The Facebook earnings have proven that digital advertising is not only not dead, but continues to grow, specifically in the mobile arena. Zuckerberg talked a little bit about how the future is in creating advertising that is as useful as the content you see in your users' feeds.
That's especially important on mobile devices where people are less likely to click on ads. Today, Amazon will open the box on its latest quarterly earnings, and on Friday, some people will be opening their own boxes that hold new Amazon Fire phones. The company's latest foray into hardware promises some cool 3D imaging. Also, so many ways to buy more stuff on Amazon. And one of those ways is what many reviewers are saying is actually the most compelling feature of the Amazon Fire phone. It's a scanning tool called Firefly, sort of like that app Shazam. It lets you point the phone at stuff in the real world and discover all the necessary deets on it as long as it's available on Amazon. Thorin Klusowski is a writer at Lifehacker, also apparently an Amazon fan.
I am based here in Seattle, so I have the opportunity to kind of get everything from Amazon within a day or less. And working from home, I just don't like leaving the house a lot.
As I understand it, you're kind of excited for this Fire phone.
I'm an iPhone user when it really comes down to it, but I am excited about some of the tech behind the Fire phone.
Yeah, talk to me about this. Firefly is this amazing thing that sort of like scans everything. Will it tell you if a rock is a rock?
Well, it does scan everything, but unfortunately, it's all kind of linked to Amazon's ecosystem.
Okay.
So only if Amazon is selling it will it be able to pull up something useful.
So it'd have to be a pet rock.
Yeah, a pet rock that someone is selling, yeah.
What is interesting to you about this? It sounds like a pretty neat feature.
I think the trivia nerds are going to be really into it because there are things like you can point it at a TV and it'll automatically pull what episode is playing of a TV show or what movie, what actors are on the screen at that exact moment.
What else about the phone is interesting to you as an Amazon user?
I don't think there's much about the phone that's actually that interesting otherwise. I think Firefly is kind of the big feature that separates it from everything else. So it's kind of hard to say what'll happen in the long run. It's like if this comes to iPhone and Androids, who knows if the phone will matter.
But for now, they're hoping to get you to actually buy the device in order to use Firefly.
But Amazon's also a company that's trying to sell us everything. So, you know, the more ways they can sell us everything, the better, I imagine.
All right, Thorin Klusowski is a writer for Lifehacker. Thorin, thank you very much.
Yeah, no problem.
All this week, Marketplace is airing interviews with CEOs and other big thinkers, looking at how companies are imagining the future, innovation, and risk at all levels. Today, we're going to hear about a big idea that is familiar, but is still a challenge. Tessie Guillermo is the CEO of Zero Divide. It's a consulting firm that helps bring nonprofits up to speed on new technology while they tackle social ills, often with tight funding and a small workforce. Hi, Tessie.
How are you, Ben?
I'm well. I want to ask you, what does the divide stand for in the name of your organization?
Primarily, we're talking about a societal divide. If you think about social, economic, political, cultural divides, the digital divide is part of all of that.
How do you experience the sort of demographic challenges that the tech industry is dealing with? Do you think that affects the products it produces? Do you think it affects your ability to help these organizations?
Yeah, it creates a lot of anxiety and fear. Take San Francisco, for instance. Lots of tech companies that have a workforce, young workforce, that are really trying to do the right thing. And so they're volunteering and they're coming into organizations and they're saying, you know, we can put in new equipment. We can put together a social media strategy for you. We can outfit you with iPads.
Sure.
But really being able to provide the digital literacy and the curriculum and the patience to do that is something that hasn't quite matched up yet.
I can totally imagine the tensions there. Even talking to my parents who are less experienced with some of these newer technologies, and I have to remind myself to be patient, and they also have to remind me that, you know, I can't just say, oh, yeah, this will solve your problem.
Yeah, there's not necessarily an app for everything. So the thing that I worry about the most is the impatience that the world driven by tech seems to have with regard to how do you solve a problem.
Mm.
Let's iterate. Let's fail quickly.
I know that there is no app to solve some of the problems that you and your organizations that you work with are trying to tackle. But is there a new technology that you're really excited about?
Actually, we are excited about mapping technology. If you think about the opportunities to really create a picture of the kinds of things that are going on in communities and using it to design interventions or to pinpoint hotspots, and then to make that case to policymakers, to funders, who can then understand where you need to put resources, is something that is tremendous. And we're really excited about the kinds of mapping tools that people are employing.
Tessie Guillermo runs the Zero Divide consulting firm, which aims to help nonprofits adapt to changing technologies. Tessie, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
You can find lots more of these Big Thinker series conversations between my marketplace compadres and movers and shakers at marketplace.org. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.